something. We're going to learn a little Hilchos Pesach tonight. Today. Where is this? Tov Samach. Tov Samach. Let's learn what this is a little. Dinei Matzot Mitzvah. Matzot Mitzvah means the matzah with which you yaitzu the mitzvah. A berif talchu matzos. First night is a mitzvah to eat matzah. The other day is a night it's reshus. Although it might be a mitzvah to do so, what's called a mitzvah kiyum, but it's not a chiyuv, it's an obligation. But the first night is an obligation. And you see from the Gemara, there's different Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Psochim, Daf Lamed Ches, and Daf Mem. There's different Gemaras which either imply or say, Kamat Beferish, that although matzah might not be chametz, you might have matzah that's even if it's for sure not chametz. But for the first night, you need a higher level. You need, and at different times, that's what we're going to be learning about, hopefully, you need a shmira, you need special, that it should be watched, that it shouldn't become chametz, and you need it also in tandem with that, there's references to lishma. It has to be done specifically lishma, which sometimes means that it shouldn't become chametz, but it's more than that, it's for the sake of the matzah with which you'll be mekayim the mitzvah. Just like you have a get, has to be written perhaps lishma, and a tefillin has to be written lishma. The matzah has to be either made or nishmar. That's not so clear. We'll see different subtleties about that. It has to be nishmar from becoming chametz, or actually made, the creation of the matzah, the kneading of the dough, has to be lishma. So, ein loshin. So the first sif tells us ein loshin matzos mitzvah below ofen also agidei ein a yehudi below agidei cheresh shayte v'katon. That's how the mechaber presents the halacha with us. This means even if you're 100% sure that it's not chametz, maybe you watched it. Maybe you could tell from looking at it, according to Rashi, you can tell from looking at it. Someone in the shul told me yesterday he could look at a matzah, a machine matzah, and he can tell you if it's chametz or a Pesach sticker machine matzah. I don't know why that's funny. You don't believe him?
No, it's an important skill.
He says he could tell. He's a bucky in matzahs. He's worked with matzahs for many years. And he can give him a machine matzah and he'll be able to tell you if it's chametz or not. Anyway, so according to Rashi, you could tell by the dough, you can tell. So it's not chametz, but matzah's mitzvah. It can't be kneaded nor baked through a goy or a cheresh shoyt of a cotton. There's a big tumult now in the world of Lubavitch, where they found out that one of their workers in the bakery in Kfar Chabad, wherever, the place where they make their matzahs, is very possibly not Jewish. And they have to find all their customers, and they're giving them, so it's not chametz, but it's not in this case. It's probably not Jewish. In this case, she's from Russia, and something came up, and they found out there's a strong possibility she's not Jewish. It was in the papers. I don't know if you saw it. So they have to give three matzahs. They're giving three free matzahs to all their customers that they could find. For this is Nagia the Seder night. Nagia the Seder night. It's not Nagia the rest of it. It's not Chatz V'Sholom Chometz. It's for sure not Chometz. But it's this din. And it's a Chumrah. Because we're going to see Shitas that if you're Aymed Al Gabov, it's possible. It's good. And they were certainly Aymed Al Gabov. That's how we do it. I don't know. You shouldn't laugh. Because a lot of in America, the ladies that are used to bake matzahs, I'm probably Michal Shabbos before Hesia, and it's not a good system to use these ladies. And if you use the men, they don't know how to bake. So it's a chashash chametz. So I don't know which is worse. Ein loshen. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha. So you can't knead. V'hu adin arichas hamatzah. Even the shaping of the matzah, which you might say, so you know, kneading the matzah, so you're making it into dough, and baking the matzah, so you're baking it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, v'hu adin arichas hamatzah. That's also called creating the matzah, forming the matzah, making the matzah, and it has to be done l'shma. Now, what about linyan nikur, shemenakren hamatzos, right? They go over it with that raid or whatever it's called, and they put the holes in it. It's a chametz prevention measure. It shouldn't become chametz. So that's not really part of the making of the matzah, you would think, but totally zor lechatchila. Anything that creates the matzah should not be done. It has to be done the shema, and therefore once it's axiomatic that once it has to be done the shema, it can't be done through a goy or through a cheresh out of a cotton. So totally zor lechatchila shlo lasus al yodom when your matzah shel mitzvah. The yesh makila bezeh af lechatchila lasus hanakov mali dei cotton. It seems that was not uncommon practice in the bakeries and the factories, in the places that made matzah, that they let a cotton do it, make the holes. You combine it with, well, maybe it doesn't need lishma in the first place, making the holes, and even if it does, maybe a godol, omed al gabov as it's called, exhorting him to do it lishma, maybe that's good enough. Because that anyway might be good enough. So they combine those. They say you harbe oizrim lamar binyan asiyosan, and you gain because you're rushing. You want the matzah to get into the oven as soon as possible. They were nowhere near as efficient as we are in baking matzahs. They bake matzahs, you know. They did their best. Now everything's like clockwork, and everything's clean, and everything's very, very quick. But even now, you could have places which aren't careful about in certain parts of the baking. But then it was more of a problem. So anyway, the Mishnah Berurah feels maybe it's better to have a cotton there to speed up the process. You have more people working. So he remains with those. That's only the guy be making the holes. Matzos mitzvah. Hashem came b'shor matzos, the rest of Pesach, ain't tzrichin shimu l'shem mitzvah. That's all you have to care about. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins, the Rashi Shittas and Rishonim, that holds you should eat matzah shmura. It's a mila at least to eat it a whole Pesach. But the Mishnah Berurah is saying, you know, what? We're talking about shmura, what we call shmura matzah. All of our matzah, when you have shmura matzah, they're all made l'shem the mitzvah of eating matzah.
But the din of shmir is not the same as
the Mishnah Berurah's paskening. It's only the first night. The din of shmira is the same as the din of the shema. It's all the same din. I mean, there are differences. If you learn the sugya with Rishonim and you learn the long bir halacha, there are differences because it's not really the same thing. One is making the matzah. And if you have shmura mishas katsira, obviously you're not making the matzah when you cut down the wheat. And when you grind the wheat, you're not making the matzah. So that's a din shmira. So where does lishma come into play there? It's not clear at all where it comes into play there. It probably doesn't. There you are. We'll see in the Bir Halacha. We won't have time. But that's an inyan to go into. Maybe it's a topic for discussion in one Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. To clarify these inyonim. It's true, you have two distinct stages. You have stages, there's many Rishonim. You have Rishonim that say you should have Shmira Mishas Katsira or Mishas Tchina, and that's not making the matzah, that's just Shmira from Chametz. Then you have Mishas Lisha, where the likelihood of it becoming Chametz is obviously present because you're putting water to flour. Before that, you're just watching that no water comes around. After that, you mamish have to watch that it shouldn't become chametz. But there, so there you could talk about a more necessary shmirah, not just a preventive shmirah, but an active shmirah, make sure it doesn't become chametz. Water is it the flour. You are also talking about making the matzah. And that's already an inyan of lishma. But the shmirah also has to be lishma. That's okay, enough said. So you have that shayla here in the, about the holes. Matzahs, mitzvahs, and mishmur paskins, mashenkim, mishar matzahs. And that's the basic halacha. There is certainly a chumrah. There's a rishonim that hold you should have it a whole Pesach. Or at least that, Ain't tzrichin shimu l'shem mitzvah. Rakshi zosh lo yiyah b'hem chashash chimitz. As I've told many people, and it's certainly true, shmura matzah, besides the maila of matzah shmura, that maybe is only the first night, but certainly the whole process, it's like glat kosher meat. You know, the glat is only a fraction of the story. When you have glat kosher meat, so the whole process is more meticulous. The bedikas, they're more careful, they're slower, everything, the whole process. So it's, even if someone says, oh, I went through the inyan, and glat, mamash achumra, and even the glat is not even glat, because it's not really glat. So, what do I have to bother for? The answer is that you have to bother, because the whole process is a different process. They're more careful and more meticulous. So here also by matzah, shmura matzah, the whole process is more careful. And not shmura matzah, the whole process is less careful. So that's why it's kedai. Even if you don't want to be makbid on having shmura matzah the whole Pesach. Out to din shmura. Okay, then if it's too expensive, so you come here, Skashaiwa, just where it should stand in the list of priorities. Right, okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Rakshi Yazor Shloyir Ben Chashash Chimutz. That's the din. Mutalatzos Hagedayin and Mashgiach Alayin. So anybody could make the matzahs as long as there's a Mashgiach and making sure it doesn't become chametz. Ach! Mishnah Berurah himself speaks out. Yisrael Kadoshim, hey? The truth of the Siman Tofai and Zion is only a reason to use Shmura Matzah the first night. Even not the Kazayas with which you yoytze the mitzvah. But all the matzahs of the Seder should be Shmura Matzah. That's in Tofai and Zion. But there are those, but there's certainly people eat it the whole Pesach. Okay, let's see. Right, Ali, the Ani Yehudi. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So, Cotton Gimel.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
The difference between Shmura L'Shem Mitzvah and Shmura from Chometz, right?
Yeah.
If you have matzahs that were made for last year, so those things are not considered Shmura L'Shem Mitzvah for this year.
There is a shita that the Lishmor dissipates if the Pesach.
But then you could; those are still Shmura L'Shem Chometz.
Yeah.
So you could use those and be you could fulfill the shmir.
Yeah, but it wasn't lishma. There's an aspect of lishma also for the first night.
For the first night, yeah. For sure. But you could use those matzahs as shmur matzahs for the rest of Pesach.
It depends what you mean as. There is a. There are shitas that the lishma should be. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I would say you don't have to be so chumra on top of chumra on top of chumra. There are indications that lishma is part of the process also for quote shmura matzah too, that it's always lishma. We'll see that in the bir halacha. It might only be midir abona, not midir araisa. So there might not be an inyan lishma at the katsira level because there's no creation of matzah then. Hatam, the Bura says, dichsiv ushmartim es hamatzos. Even the shmira, that's how the Mishnah Berurah says the halacha. Okay? Talking for the first night though. So the shmira should be lishma. That's how the Mishnah Berurah puts it. Even though the Shulchan Aruch is talking about the afia and the lisha, which is the creation of the matzah, but it's the shmira that should be lishma. That's how the Mishnah Berurah puts it. Not the asiya of making the matzah that should be lishma, but the shmira is lishma. So that. Okay, that's a nakuda. Benachri becherish. So it's not so possible what you're saying. It's very possible the shmirah, but many say that the shmirah is only connected to lishma b'shas the asiya of the matzah, but not b'shas katsira or tchina. But then the question is, does this lishma dissipate? The lishma that's connected with the forming of the matzah, even if it's mitzad the shmirah of chometz as you're forming the matzah. In other words, that's, the mashmos is that it's really a complicated inyan. We can't do it justice here. Like when you write the Sefer Torah, you're writing it lishma. So you say, okay, there's a din when you make matzah, you have to make it lishma. But apparently it's not like that. It's the shmirah from chometz that has to be lishma. That aspect of the process. Not just making matzah like you write a Sefer Torah. So it is the shmirah that has to be lishma. So to have the level of it is very possible that you don't have the quality of shmura matzah if it's last year's matzah. But again, it's a chumra on top of the chumra on top of the chumra, because this whole idea that the lishma dissipates after the yontiv is a chumra. So maybe for the first night you would be machmir, but not for the, like, you know, every, for the rest of Pesach. So what do you mean shimur ninhu? It means labanei shimur lishma ninhu. They can't do things lishma. V'skimu habrei poiskim. Tafilu yisrael loymen al gabon. U'mazhirin shiichabnu l'shem mitzvahs matzah. Gamkin loyman, he doesn't help. That's really what takes place in every bakery. But a lot of poiskim, the Mishnah Berurah calls it, holds it doesn't help by a goy. By a goy, there's more tzad that it helps by a cotton, and maybe by a cheresh and shaita. But goy has an added problem. It's less likely that it helps by a goy, because a goy is adaita than afshik of it. Okay, we'll see. But Mishnah Berurah puts it together. telling them what to do. Then we do say the adaita the Yisrael kovid. He's doing it based on the say so of the Yisrael. You could rely on the more lenient sheetus. Okay, the tov, if you have to rely on that, you don't have any workers, you need Jewish workers, whatever. The tov, or you have the ladies, and you're not so sure that Shabbos, but you can't do anything about it. The tov, she yisrael ba'atzma yisayim gam king tzas. So if you're being soimich on the shittas that oimid al gabov helps, the Yisrael should do a maisa there also. He should help them along, be mesayaya. You find that? Still in other places, it's also better if you're going to have an oim gadol omin al gabov to do it through a cherish of a cotton rather than a goy. Goy, I said, is more problematic. The dada filu ladas hamakilin boimin al gabon lo yistapik b'mesha oim loy pamachas kaidim ha'asiyah shechav l'shem mitzvahs matzah. But you have to, if you're being soimich on those leniencies, on that lenient sheet, that you have to be mazur him b'chol shor. Shleyasichu daita mizeh. And that's why the matzah bakeries, I don't know here, but in America for sure, they just walk up and down screaming out l'shem matzah mitzvah, but I don't know if the workers understand what it means anyway. Just to say it in Russian. Lenient tchina in b'bir alacha. We don't have to go to the ladies. So, this is really a fascinating inyan. Simantov Samach. Really, maybe we'll continue it tomorrow night. And maybe we'll start to. I think we'll continue it one more night. Maybe I'll just summarize so we won't learn inside tomorrow night. I'll give a summary of all the Bir Halachas and the Mishnah Berurahs and the Shitas, Blineda. I don't know what I had to say that for. I don't know. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday we'll do Hilchos Seder. Blineda.